Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the festival.
It's Kevin Sampson. I am the founder and director of the DC Black Film Festival. Jason, what's up, man?
Hey, always great catching up. It's become an annual tradition to talk about the DC Black Film Festival. It's going to be coming back. Is it at Miracle Theater again?
It's at the Miracle Theater again, both days, August 18th and 19th.
Awesome. August 18th and 19th. And then, of course, I guess everything will be virtual after that until August 30th. So multiple ways to check it out. Awesome. Before we go into the actual lineup of the movies, do you want to let's start like big picture, like what year are we in? How much has it grown? How proud of you are you of this baby that you've watched grow up?
Oh man, well, you know, DC Black Film Festival, this is year 7, so I'm really excited. I honestly, like, there's been times that I just want to pull the plug, right? We ran through lockdown and COVID, right? That was 2 years that we were virtual. Last year we came back and it was the first time we did a hybrid festival. And honestly, like, it wasn't a lot of people that showed up in person. We had bands, you know, red, yellow, green, and we'll have this again this year, but for, you know, people's level of comfortability. And I think people just weren't really ready to get back out again. You know, there's some patrons that had masks, some that didn't. So this year I'm excited because, like, I really feel like it's going to be getting back to what it was pre-COVID, where people want to be out, they want to engage and, you know, make a festival what a festival is, right? Because you can easily curate films on Netflix, on a streaming platform, but you can't have strangers and friends and family come into a room and be entertained and then have conversation after. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then year 7, you know, you get to qualify for at least applying for being an Academy Award nominating festival. So nice. That's one of the plans.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, keep us posted on how that goes. But yes, it sounds like, you know, last year was like slowly hybrid getting back into it, but hopefully this year is the first, like, you know, full time back to normal, like the good old before times.
Right.
Hey, you know what? If you can get out and go to Barbenheimer, you can come to Miracle Theater, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, tickets are already selling, so, like, there's no question. We're on a it's way different from last year. We're back, baby. It's gonna be fun.
Back, baby. All right. Well, let's tell them what they can see at the Miracle Theater. The first day is Friday, August 18th, and there's a bunch of different, you know, blocks, and you always, you know, divide them up into cool different categories or genres or themes or whatever. But, you know, is there a movie or two or three or 10 you want to talk about?
There's so many. So let's do this so that, you know, we don't have to eat the elephant all at once. First off, people can go to dcbff.org. That way you can find out all the information. You can see the in-person schedule. You can see the virtual festival. You can also see a film guide. It's going to break down all the different films, and you'll be able to know, you know, what films are playing with what block. And you can also see more background on the film. That said, yes, on Friday, August 18th, we're going to have a lineup of films, and then Saturday, August 19th, we'll have our lineup of films. You know, I am going to start kind of with the home team first, The District. That's going to be our last closing night, you know, film block, and it's all films that are from, you know, either filmmakers that are in the DC or DC proper area, or it's films that, you know, are DC stories. And so we have a bunch of films there that I think people are going to want to see. And honestly, I think it's going to be like one of those things, Jason, where, like, DC comes out and represents, and it's going to be loud in the theater and it's going to be packed. Like, nice. It's going to be fun. One of the films that we have is A Chocolate Lens. I definitely think that folks will really like to see that. But basically, it tells the story of Stephen Cummings, who takes a photographic journey through a disappearing Black Washington. And so Mr. Cummings has been able to really photograph that gentrification over time of Washington, D.C. And so the director, Gabriel Varis, he just does a great job of really capturing this photographer. And with the cinematography of film, right, the mise-en-scene, all those things that we like to nerd out about, it really just tells this story, because Cummings, his art, his work as a photographer, like, he just captures the definition of a picture's worth a thousand words. Those are his images. And so I think that's a really great film folks are going to want to check out. Outside Line, this is another one. It's directed by Jack Gordon, but it focuses on Raja Karuth, who is a NASCAR race driver, but he, at the time, was 19 years old. We have Gran Turismo coming out. He started out gaming, and then he made that transition over to actually becoming a NASCAR driver. And so, as you know, one of the few Black NASCAR drivers. Not only that, he's young, he's in college, he's balancing all of these things. It's just a really fun documentary to watch.
That sounds awesome. So definitely,
yeah, exactly. Definitely come out, and you're gonna wanna see The District. Right now, the fun thing about, especially on the Black Film Festival circuit, like there's Martha's Vineyard African American Film Festival that is kind of, I think it's currently taking place as of this recording. Before then is Black Star, there's Us, there's Bronze Lens. And one of the documentaries that's doing the rounds but really doing a great job is called Gaining Ground. It's the fight for Black land. And so that's going to be a standalone feature that we're showing Saturday, August 19th. But what it really takes a look at is a few decades after the end of enslavement, Black Americans were able to amass millions of acres of farmland. But today, approximately 90% of that land is no longer in Black hands. And so there's definitely different factors, but this documentary really takes a look at heirs' property and how that is having a devastating effect on Black land ownership. This film was produced by Al Roker, directed by Eternal Polk. And like I said, I think a lot of people will really be interested in seeing this film.
Yeah, it's such an important issue, because we never did the 40 Acres and a Mule. That would have been a great start, but we botched reconstruction horribly. And
yeah, I think that is why a lot of times it's easier when I think when a film explains and talks, it's almost like and we know that films are going to have a bias, right? Because as soon as you hit record, right, there's the bias of where you place the camera, right? But being able to have kind of like a neutral ground where we can let's consume this film together and then let's talk after, that's what it's all about. So that's really exciting. I will say, you know, that there in coming up as programmer for the festival, coming up with some of the film block titles, it's always exciting, right? I'm looking for the themes within these different films, and I will direct your attention to Friday, August 18th, This Is What You Came For. So there's this film within it, right, that as soon as I watched it, I was like, wow, this is what you go to a film festival for, right? And the film is called Lab Rat. And there's, I think all of the films that are in that block are just really creative, unique, and refreshing. But exactly why we go to a film festival, right? You want to be entertained, but you want to see something different. And so Lab Rat is basically a groundbreaking interactive film in which the audience is going to participate in real time. So, you know, we're going to be, as you come in, you know, you're going to scan on your phone this QR code, and we're going to watch the movie together, and at the same time, like, be able to make different choices, kind of choose your own adventure type deal. And I don't want to spoil it, but basically it leads the audience in a direction to where depending on like these answers, it's going to tell you a lot about the people that are sitting next to you. And that I cannot wait to see, you know, where it goes. So Lab Rat,
what a cool idea. And I assume I'm sure you're only playing it once, but I assume the idea is that every time this plays around the country or whatever, you could get a different experience depending how they choose, right?
Exactly. And I think that's what the filmmakers were saying, that like they've really enjoyed kind of seeing it. And again, like I said, I don't want to spoil it, but the decisions that people make, like, you know, let's just say this, like, it will show your moral, you know, your moral compass and everything. So it's good. It's good.
I love that. And that's Friday night at the block starts at 5:10.
Correct.
This is what you came for, baby.
Exactly. You know, there's a few there's one that's called For the Culture, and that film block is basically many films that really can help shift and create a change in culture, right? Depending on
Saturday.
What it is.
This is Saturday, right? We're on Saturday.
This is Saturday. I'm jumping back to Saturday. Okay. So I wanted to highlight the orchestra that Chuck built, the orchestra Chuck built. This one is directed by Christopher Stout, produced by Marianne Garger, but basically it is, in 2016, the League of American Orchestras conducted a study that revealed a shocking statistic. Only 1.8% of the professional orchestra workforce in the US is Black. So from an old church recording room in the inner city of Los Angeles, a lawyer turned conductor, Chuck Dickerson, is trying to change that. And so the documentary focuses on this orchestra that Chuck has built up. And it's just really like one of those, I would say, heartwarming stories, but also, again, trying to change and shift the culture. And I think the big thing, Jason, about films and movies is that, you know, if you see it, you can believe it, right? When you see yourself up there, you're like, all right, I can do that. And I think that this is like one of those films that really kind of helps to celebrate that as well.
Awesome. And I think there's also another movie that's either produced or something to do with a star of Abbott Elementary.
It is. So on Friday night, we have a double header, Jason. I haven't done this before, but I'm combining two film blocks. So you get in two for like the price of one and a quarter. Actually, it's just $20 and you get to see basically 4 hours of film. But within the Making Black Lives Matter Through Film block, there is a film entitled Unexpected. This is directed by Zebariah Newman and, as you said, produced by Cheryl Lee Ralph. But it is the untold story of two heroes, Masonia and Sierra, as they really create an underground network of helping women that cope with and survive an HIV diagnosis in the rural South. I think definitely something kind of like in the Black community, it's not talked about a lot, is having HIV and living with it. And what does that look like? And it's really just like a nice, powerful, intimate story in which these two women are really creating community and being able to help those that are, you know, just kind of going through it for, whether it's the first time or have had it for a while, and this kind of sisterhood that exists there. So it's definitely a film to check out.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a lot of great options, the ones you've mentioned, but there's so many more. So head over to dcbff.org if you want to see all the blocks, and you can click each one and see all the different movies in there. It's really organized on there, everybody. I guess in closing, like, pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners like we try to do, like, you know, hey, everyone, come on out to Barracks Road in the Miracle Theater. It's going to be a blast. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah. DC, DC, Maryland, Virginia. I cannot wait to see you at this year's 2023 DC Black Film Festival. Listen, it's going to be sold out audiences, and I want you to be there and be a part of it. These are films that are seriously going to make you laugh, make you cry, make you maybe even throw popcorn in the theater. I know the Miracle staff will not appreciate that, so let's not get too buck wild, but it's just gonna be a really good time at the movie. So again, we're gonna be in person at the Miracle Theater right across from Barracks Row, August 18th and 19th. And then if you can't join us in person, please join us virtually. August 20th through 30th, we'll be showing most of the films online. Not only that, we're going to have all of our workshops be virtual this year because we just wanted to allow as many people to join as possible. So we have four-time Emmy nominee Anthony Anderson, who is the writer, director, producer of Anacostia, the web series. He's going to be helping to help you to take your web series to the next level. We're going to have a film critics panel. We're going to talk about the strike, right? So it's just going to be a great time. We hope to see you there either in person or online.
I love it. Kevin Sampson, thank you so much, as always, for doing this. I love every chance to catch up and the hour of conversation we have before we hit record every time.
Oh, man, it's always my pleasure, Jason. Thank you for this opportunity. I look forward to seeing you next week.